I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The FBI and authorities in Utah have arrested 22-year-old Tyler Robinson in the shooting death of Salem radio talk show host Charlie Kirk. But appearing on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Southern California pastor Jack Hibbs says his death will never blunt Charlie Kirk's impact on a whole generation of young people.
Charlie Kirk was very deliberate in reproducing himself in the lives of young people. And I heard a word today from someone who was an atheist, saw what happened to Charlie Kirk, and said, "That's it. I'm changing." They said, "I'm changing teams." That's how they phrased it. "I'm going to change teams. I'm going to become a believer." Isn't that biblical? Because the Bible says, Jesus said, if a grain of wheat, if it dies and goes into the ground, it brings forth much life.
Pastor Hibbs' entire This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Kirk's accused assassin, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson of Utah, was arrested on charges of aggravated murder, felony discharge of a firearm causing serious bodily harm, and obstruction of justice. President Trump says he'll send the National Guard to Memphis to address crime concerns there with the support of the mayor and the governor.
President Trump said he would have preferred to go to Chicago and needled the Democratic governor, J.B. Pritzker, for resisting the idea.
"We'd love to save Chicago. We don't want to go into a hostile... By the way, the people will greet us,
right?
But you know, they have professional agitators."
He suggested St. Louis and New Orleans were also under consideration.
"New Orleans is really in bad shape, and the governor wants us to go in. We'll do that too."
Audio courtesy Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends. I'm Jennifer King.
And this is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Vermont, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the Vermont Principals Association cannot ban a Christian school from sports participation because its girls' teams refuse to play against schools that have boys on their squads. Mid-Vermont Christian School was kicked out of the VPA after the girls' basketball team opted to forfeit a game against Long Trail School in 2023. The court says the VPA was hostile to the Christian school's religious views. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has reversed previous court rulings that found a Georgia county illegally discriminated against a sheriff's deputy by failing to pay for his sex change operation. In its ruling, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals found that Houston County's policy did not violate the civil rights of the male officer. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street coasted to the finish of its best week in the last five. The S&P 500 barely budged and edged down by less than 0.1% from its latest all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 0.6% and the NASDAQ Composite rose 0.4%. Stocks have rallied to records with expectations that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates next week for the first time this year. Treasury yields rose in the bond market to recover some of their sharp drops from earlier in the week, which came after economic reports seemed to cement the case for that expected rate cut. The Dow is down 273 points today to close at 45,834. The NASDAQ was up 98 to 22,141. The S&P 500 dropped 3 points to 6,584. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.